90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Some birds make long treks south during wintertime, but the Arctic tern bests them all, flying on average 70,000 kilometers on their annual migration from pole to pole, according to a new study. To track them, researchers use tiny instruments called geolocators. The device regularly records light intensity, which can be used to generate two geographical positions per day. So researchers fitted geolocators weighing about 1.4 grams each to the legs of 60 terns. The study showed that the Arctic terns travel round trip from Greenland to the Weddell Sea on the shores of Antarctica and back to the breeding grounds in Greenland again. It turns out that the birds don't immediately travel south, though. They spend almost a month at sea in the middle of the North Atlantic. Researchers believe the birds use this lengthy stopover as a chance to fuel up with food before continuing to less fruitful waters farther south. Then the birds continue their long journey south down the coast of Northwest Africa. About half the birds continue on the coast of Africa, while the other half cross the Atlantic Ocean for a parallel route down the eastern coast of South America.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.